In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A while back now, one of our refrigerators in the kitchen here went on the fritz. It made this loud, annoying noise that was just so bad that we finally had to unplug the refrigerator and we moved everything into the other refrigerator. Fortunately, we had one. Oh, and it was President's Day, a holiday, so we couldn't call anybody to repair it. So the next day, Sue pursued a repairman. But who are you going to call? Fridge busters? After several calls, a repairman was finally found, and he was able to fix the refrigerator. It turned out to be a pretty minor event in the scope of life. In your broken, sinful life, where the noise of abortion, even infanticide, defamation, character assassination, racial discrimination, and other forms of discrimination are so loud, you just can't stand it anymore, what do? Unplug? Run away? Who are you going to call? Paul writes to the churches at Rome, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Lord's Prayer, you say, hallowed be thy name. And how is God's name hallowed or kept holy? Luther tells you in the Small Catechism, God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also live holy lives according to it. So it sounds simple. Just lead a holy life. Consider this, though, when you profane God's name, or when you profane your name, because when you profane your name, God's name is profaned, and you profane your own name when you make God into your own image. When you use His name improperly or in vain, you profane your own name when you despise preaching and His Word. You profane your own name by dishonoring your parents and others in authority, all of them, from your local public officials all the way up to the president of our country. You profane your own name when your thoughts or words or actions hurt others. When your sexual proclivities are outside of the marriage bed. If you steal, or if you gossip, or lie, or hurt the reputation of your neighbor, or when you allow material desires to overcome your contentedness in just being a Christian. If you doubt God's word or make a confession that is contrary to the inerrant, inspired word of God, you profane your own name. If you're only here in God's house as a show of piety rather than to receive the gifts of Almighty God, you profane your own name. And as a result, God's name is profaned in the hearts and minds of people. By your actions, you make Him seem to be a liar or incompetent or weak or unloving in living the unholy lives described above. God's name is profaned in your own heart and in your own mind. His name is profaned in the hearts and minds of those you know by witnessing your actions and words. God put His own name on the line when He promised to hallow your name. When God's only begotten Son came to earth for your sake, He obliged Himself to make your name holy, to take your sinful shame upon Himself. Even though you live like you have no shame, when Jesus took your shame upon Himself, it makes you take notice as he hangs there on the cross, completely naked, and with all of the shame of your sins completely exposed. In your place, he endured the shame of being made a criminal in the eyes of the human authorities, and as such, he was convicted and sentenced to suffer and be condemned in your place. Jesus endured the shame of abandonment by his Father when he screamed out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? The Eternal One is here enduring the shame of being given over to death for your sake. This shame, the profaning of the holy name, is on the shoulders of all of humanity. But it is borne by the naked, shameful body of Jesus hanging on the cross. And yet, 3 days later, Jesus' resurrection from the dead hallows your name. And by hallowing your name, God hallows His own name. Your name is hallowed by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. The salvation and redemption that you know allows you to now shine out to others and to make your name holy. On this very day, through the Word of God and in the Holy Sacrament of the Lord's Supper, you will receive this holiness. Into your ear and into your mouth, you receive the gracious holy name of Almighty God. In these means of grace delivered to you, forgiveness of your sins, everlasting life, and salvation are yours. These are the signs that God is faithful to His promises. In Paul's words, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. And the delivery of these means of grace makes all of that possible. God's name is made holy when your name is made holy, because in the hallowing of your name, God makes you His child who lives according to His word. When God hallows your name, His word is accomplished in truth and purity. And now, as His child, you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, and you will be saved. That hallows your name. You are a saint. You are never humbled or shamed. Everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. God will not let you down. He is faithful to His promises. Trust in Him and you will not be put to shame. You will not be disappointed by Him. Your name is hallowed. You are saved by faith in Him. The word of faith is in your heart and in your mouth. You call upon the name of the Lord. You have His holiness, His salvation. Hallowed be His name. Amen. And the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.